Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, we're voting yes for the fund drive on October 6th, but more importantly, the lockbox, WAMC.org now, $175,629 now, Alan.
Well, it's picking up. There's no question about it. The question is, will the velocity get fast enough to save us by the first day of the fund drive? I've said it before, I'll say it again, that in the end, we are such a community that everybody who uses it, and boy, do I hear from you, marveling at what we've all done together here. Now, we have enough good news. We've just heard that we're one of the most listened to radio stations in the country, if not in some circumstances the most. All that has to happen now is that everybody who listens just puts something in and we'll be saved. But it really will depend on you, and I'm talking directly to you, of course. So do what you can. Save us. If it's $5, that's better than if it's nothing. But if you turn your back on the radio station, that'll be the death of it. So right now, the velocity is increasing. I think we're going to make it if everybody does something.
Well, Scotland did something yesterday. They voted no. Fascinating listening to the BBC this morning, Alan, to hear the response from those who voted. And it was an incredible turnout, 84%. I guess, is this now good or not?
Well, I've always thought that this was a bad idea, but I thought it was going to happen, no question about it. You know, when nationalism takes over, it's very hard to stop it. But I think that the Brits were very smart in the way that they approached this. They said, look, we're going to lose this thing if we don't create an atmosphere of trust. And what we'll do is we'll say, okay, these are all the things you can have that are almost separation, but not there. It will give you all kinds of individual home rule powers and everything else. And I think enough people took it and believed it so that it would have been a silly move, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm surprised. I really thought that it wasn't going to be stopped. But I think when the Brits realized just how tough this thing was, that they knew what to do, and I'm very impressed.
And they allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to vote on this, Alan, and there was a suggestion that that would continue in elections going forward.
Well, you know, in this country, it's a very difficult thing to get anybody out who is young. There's an old joke about the only thing that gets the kids out of the dormitory is beer. And that's, of course, unfortunate and a very bad stereotype. But the fact is that if you give people a stake, they take it. And that's what happened here. After all, the future of that country was all about young people, because they'll be the people soon, very soon.
Again, that lockbox is open right now at WAMC.org.
You said it, David. It is so important.